People often ask the question, how can I move my faith from my head down to my heart? It's a beautiful question to ask because it represents that desire. Like, I know that there's something more to our faith than just having certain facts in my head. And there's a longing for it to be in the heart. But often, people can ask that question, how do I get it from my head down to my heart? The answer is what we're celebrating today. It's the Holy Spirit who, by his work in us, takes the faith and moves it from our head down to our heart. That is probably the simplest way to understand what we know by the promise that Jesus made. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. That was the promise that Jesus made. We heard it last Sunday as we celebrated his ascension. He said, stay in Jerusalem and pray. Because John, he baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. It is that outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it's that gift of baptism in the Holy Spirit that makes the faith alive in such a way that we could say, it's moved from my head down to my heart. For the last 9 nights, we've gathered for an evening Pentecost novena praying for exactly that gift. And as we've been praying, we've opened up a little bit of a deeper understanding or definition of baptism in the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, this is what all of you are meant to experience. So this is what we've been praying off of over these last 9 nights. This definition of baptism in the Holy Spirit, it is a life-transforming experience of the love of God the Father received through surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and poured into one's heart by the Holy Spirit. That's what we've been praying for. That is what Pentecost is meant to impart to each one of us. A life-transforming experience of the love of God the Father, received through surrender to the Lordship of His Son, and then received through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts. My conversion that I've spoken to you often about, as it unfolded within just a number of weeks, it was like in July of 1991 when the Lord first, just very dramatically through Father Richard up at St. Mark's in Catonsville, stepped into my life and out of the blue, just invited me in to be part of a young adult community that he had gathered around him to help with youth ministry. But in just the weeks after that, Father Richard and these other young adults who had experienced this very gift of baptism in the Spirit said, Eric, the Lord wants this for you. I never knew that. I never knew that our faith was meant to not just be head knowledge, but that it was meant to be a life-transforming experience of the love of God the Father. I didn't know that. But I saw their life, and I could say to myself, I want what you have, because college life had become ever more increasingly just unsatisfying to the point of just kind of miserable. Isn't there more than this? I saw they had a different life, and I said, I want that. What do I have to do to have what you have? And they explained, well, the Lord wants this for all of us. We receive it through surrender to the Lordship of Jesus over our life. I didn't know that. Again, I thought that faith was just something that you held onto in your head, and I had been living a very split life. I would say, I'm Catholic, I believe this, but then the way I lived my life was in the opposite direction. And so they taught me, you have to give your life over to the Lord. What does that look like? Well, it begins just by telling me your heart, Lord, I want to put my whole life into your hands. I don't want to live for me anymore. I want to put my life into your hands and let your plan, the life you want for me, unfold. So a surrendering of one's life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, meaning, Lord, I'm not going to sit on the throne of my life. You need to sit on that throne and beautifully guide and direct and rule over me. And with that, then, you pray for that outpouring of the Holy Spirit who is poured into our hearts. And so they said, we'd like to pray with you for that gift. And I was a little hesitant because it didn't look like something that Catholics normally would do. And yet, I said, I want that. And in kind of a humbling way, let them pray for me. And in the days that followed, and then certainly the weeks that followed, there was just an ever-growing, more noticeable work of God that was not something that was born out of my own effort, but was this very gift of what we refer to as baptism in the Spirit, a life-transforming experience of the love of God the Father, received through surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and poured out into one's heart through the Holy Spirit. And that changed everything for me. And that was the experience that would match up with those who would say, I want my faith to move from my head down to my heart. That's what it did for me. There's all kinds of beautiful gifts that flow out from that. Those of you that were with us at the novena all over these last nights, we were praying for all of those different gifts. It brings alive sacramental baptism and confirmation. Like something that was dormant is awakened. It deepens communion with God and with fellow Christians. I felt that. I wanted to grow close to the Lord. I wanted to be part of a community of believers that would support and sustain me. It enkindles evangelistic fervor and equips a person with charisms, gifts of the Spirit, for mission and service. And I came to experience all of that. And I want that. It is the deepest desire of my heart for every one of you. Last night, our novena, we had the big outdoor mass, and it flowed into a time of overnight Eucharistic adoration. And at the end of the night, just being out there praying, and that was the prayer of my heart, was, Father, I would want nothing more than for you to give that gift to every single one in our parish family. That every single one of us would come to have an experience of your love through the Holy Spirit, mediated by putting our life in your Son's hands, because it's your Son alone who can take us to you, Father. Father, that's my prayer, that every one of us would have that life-transforming experience of the Holy Spirit. And so I'll share with you what that community of young adults and what Father Richard has shared with me, which is, if you desire it, it's received by our willingness to put our life completely into the hands of the Lord Jesus, to surrender to his lordship over us. I mean, you can't be a disciple without that, honestly, anyway. But to pray for that gift, Lord, that I could put my life into your hands, Lord Jesus, and then to pray to receive that gift of the Holy Spirit. And often, as it was the case for me, somehow that prayer is aided by having brothers and sisters who will pray for you. It makes it concrete and tangible in a way that I guess I felt like I can certainly ask for it myself, but to have others pray for it for me, it made it that much more real. And as we continue on with this Mass, I want to encourage you to make that twofold prayer, the surrender of your life to the Lord, and then asking him to pour out into your heart that gift of the Holy Spirit. Our faith was never meant to only be a head thing, but was meant, it is meant, to be the complete transformation of our heart. In just a little while, as we begin our prayers at the altar, I will pray, as we do in every Eucharistic prayer, I will pray that the Holy Spirit would come down upon the gifts of bread and wine, and in the second Eucharistic prayer, the image is like the dewfall, unseen, but coating everything. The Eucharistic prayer invokes the Holy Spirit because he is the one who transforms bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. That is a powerful reminder of what he wants to do in our own life. And Lily, for you today, as you receive Jesus for the first time, that gift comes by the action of the Holy Spirit. You're not being confirmed today, but that will be coming in the years ahead. But the way that the Lord changes the bread and the wine into the body and blood of Jesus, that's a reminder for you and for all of us of what he wants to do for you to change your very life, that we would look more and more like Christ, live more like Christ, love more like Christ. That is what our faith is meant to look like. We pray for that gift today as we celebrate the outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost.